Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. October 21st is the day that we're working on today. And gosh, fall is here. Loving it.
And a nice fall.
Oh, man. We've had unseasonably warm weather. Getting a little snap in the air again. I don't know. There's just something about getting up, putting on a pair of boots and a flannel shirt on a Saturday morning. It's just like that is my perfect fall day. You get outside and it maybe only gets to maybe 55 or something, and you're working outside doing something, and you're just comfortable.
Well, and that's why that's a good time of the year for me. I like to cut and stack and split my firewood because it's nice and cool, and I do it in the spring as well. But in the fall, I don't know. I'm usually needing more in reserve, so I'm getting my giddy up on to make sure I get her bunked in.
Right.
And with a little luck, my boys come home for the weekend because then I've got some great haulers.
Yeah, right. A little luck. They're getting older now. They're kind of on their own. And they come to visit Dad. They don't come to work with
Dad.
And
they bring their girlfriend. So it's like, we're going to go to the orchard. Yeah, good. Thanks. I'll be out in the woods. Wussy.
Yeah, well, one of the rites of fall that I've been doing since I was old enough to do it is I had an opportunity to go pheasant hunting, I mentioned in the first segment there. But when you get some pheasants, these are wild game birds, and they are lean. And for the most part, you can try to pluck them, but it is a giant pain in the plucker. So we usually skin them, which means now you've got a bird that has very little fat on it, if any, and what are you going to do with it? So the first thing that we do with wild game birds, whether they're grouse or pheasants or even a turkey, is we usually brine them.
Oh, I thought the first thing you did was search it for pellets.
Right, yeah. Well, you're going to we're going to assume that it's cleaned, okay? But we're going to put it in brine, and I did this recipe for 10 pheasants because I don't want to mess around with all of this for just one. It's get a few of them in the freezer, thaw them out. But I'm going to put them in a brine, which I use 2 gallons of unsweetened apple juice. Don't necessarily need the sugar. I'm looking for a little bit of acidity.
So you could use cider, too, then?
You could use cider. Cider's got a little more bite to it. I just like the apple juice, which because it's unsweetened. I got 2 cups of salt, some sugar, and some black pepper, right?
So if you use cider, then you might want to cut back on the sugar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm going to bring all of that to a boil and then let it cool back down to about 40 degrees. The boiling just makes sure everything gets mixed.
Uh-huh.
Cool it back down. And then the easiest way to do this is if you've got a cooler, put a garbage bag inside of the cooler. So the cooler just holds the form of the bag.
Okay.
And then the bag protects it. So you're not actually brining in the cooler, makes cleanup a tremendously easier.
And it doesn't leave the odor or whatever. So right. You're not going to use any aromatics in that
brine? Nope, I'm not in the brine because I'm going to do that when I season them before I smoke them. Okay, so I'm going to do that on the back end. But anyway, so I put that in there, and I got that brine down to a cool water. I set the birds in there, pour the brine in on the top, and just close the bag, and then take a regular 7-pound bag of ice, set it right on top of that bag of brine, close the lid, let it set overnight.
So the birds are cool, the brine is cool, you're going to put some ice on there to make sure it stays cool.
Right, because I don't want to get anybody sick. So,
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And then, so after that, then what we're going to do is we're going to take these things out and dry them off. And I just set them on a cookie sheet. They've been in there overnight. And I set them on a cookie sheet and let them drip dry for maybe an hour. Not going to hurt them because you're about to put them on a flame. That's a great time to get out and start your smoker up. Okay, get a flame going. Get that smoker up to about 275.
Make sure the dog's outside with you.
Yeah, right, exactly. And not eating pheasants off the counter. And then to prepare these pheasants, I'm going to take bacon. And I want, in this particular recipe, I want thick bacon rather than thin.
Really?
Because I'm going to slow cook these birds. And I want the most moisture I can get out of that bacon on those birds.
So you're going to use toothpicks or something?
Yeah,
then.
Right. Yep. Okay. Run it over and just run some picks in it. Because actually, when you're done, you can eat the bacon.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't generally eat it with as a slice of the bird. I'll take the bacon off, set it aside, cut it in little pieces. And then when the bird is smoked, I'm taking it, because it's primarily the breast meat is all you're going to eat off the bird. Is I'm going to slice that in little thin medallions. And then take a piece of that bacon with a toothpick, grab a medallion and a piece of that bacon, and eat that as the bite.
I bet you could chop all that up and make a pretty cool dip, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you sure could.
That?
Yeah. Yep. I've not done it, but you certainly could do it. Yeah, that would be great with a little cream cheese, sour cream, and maybe some garlic.
Because it can get a little dry.
Yes, yeah, and that's why I use the thicker bacon is because I've tried it with the thin, and the thin bacon, it kind of goes away to nothing, and you just get the paper-thin piece of bacon,
right.
And I'm not getting the moisture on the bite
because
it runs off.
And there's not enough fat to even really help the bird out.
But anyway, so seasoning those birds, you know, you can use anything that you want. I'm a big garlic fan on almost anything. It's one of my favorite. But
what your girlfriend said.
Right, but I would use a little thyme and a little bit of rosemary on there. Not a lot, because this is delicate meat. These aren't strong flavored birds. They're pretty mild, and that bacon is going to overpower a lot of things that you would put on there anyway. But
so whatever your favorite seasoning for any kind of fowl is, go with that profile.
Yeah.
You could even buy a seasoning off the rack and shake something on it, or some powdered whatever.
Onion powder is a great flavor on that too, in that combination.
Okay.
But anyway, and I'm going to smoke those things until I'm using a digital thermometer again. You can tell that the bacon's done, but I don't want it to get that breast meat to get more than about 160 degrees, because it really dries out.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and it's the weekend. We're talking all things fall game. And if you want to catch this show all the time guaranteed, you can have it sent right to your smartphone. And go to our website, thegrillingguys.com. Look in the top right corner, and you'll see a headset. And just click on that, and it'll punch you right through to download that thing automatically to your phone. You can also check us out on Facebook /TheGrillingGuys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
Bob, you're the venison king, man. You cook a lot more venison than I do, because you go out and harvest two or three a year, so you got freezer meat all year. We're right in the midst of bow deer season. The rut is just starting to kick in. And what do you got for your best fresh venison recipe in your mind?
Yeah, that's a tough one, the best, because, you know, don't you, when you're trying to figure out how you're going to do something, doesn't your mood just kind of take you in a direction?
Sure.
And that's the best for that moment. So something easy, like I was just got off the phone this morning before I picked you up with my buddy Dick. We're heading up next week to the Club 120, and it's right near Kalava. Right?
Kalava,
That little Finnish town up by the place that makes all the jerky.
The KT's a great place to go if your cooking doesn't work. That's the Kalava Tavern.
Yeah. So we're talking all this stuff, and we decided that we're probably going to take a camp deer, because we always have extra tags, and we want to get a nice young doe, and we process our meat. I haven't been up there in a few years, but we do process whatever we get right there. And so I think a smart thing to do in a situation like that is to bring a really nice butter-infused EVO. We go to Old World Olive Company, but you could do garlic-infused too. But what I'm saying is a nice infused profiled EVO, cut your meat up to whatever size you want, get a nice skillet. Cast iron is the best thing to have.
Right.
And just lightly salt and pepper those things and put them on a profiled EVO and just bring them up to medium rare.
Right.
And you just can't get a better way to cook. My mouth's watering. A better piece of fresh meat than that.
Right.
It's so beautiful. But the infused EVOs give you that little aromatic hint. The butter EVO is really nice, because a lot of guys like doing their venison in butter. I don't do them in butter because the butter always wants to blacken.
Right.
And I don't know. I've gone EVO on everything other than
my
toast.
Yeah, it's got a much higher flash point on it, and it doesn't get that dark,
right,
nutty flavor as much as a butter would. And sometimes if you take it too far, right, it goes from nutty to bitter.
Yeah. So there's also a recipe in the Kill It and Grill It, this book that Ted Nugent has sent me when we had him on last time. And if you have Kill It and Grill It, this one is on page 44. It's called Venison Roast with Sour Cream Sauce. And I'm bringing this up with me. We'll be trying this out at the Club 120 next week, and I'll try and take some pictures of it.
Cool. Coming up next, we got one of our buddies from Wild Michigan, Duran Martinez, is going to talk a little bit of fall turkey hunting, because there's another bird that's running around we might whack and stack. Stick with us. We'll be back. I
I'll pick a guitar, sang you a song out there with the crickets in the front.